Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5. All right, this is KX93.5. You are listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. All righty. things are going swimmingly here at KX93.5. This is the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. And today I am thrilled to have as my guest the good folks from Peace Exchange. That's Katie Bond, Sarah and Nick, and Vidya.
Yes.
From the By Hand store.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Katie, why don't we start off with you? What's Peace Exchange? I know you've been here before, but there may be new listeners at this moment.
Right. Good morning, Laguna Beach. This is Katie. Peace Exchange is a fair trade organization that started here in Laguna Beach. So we were founded in Laguna Beach maybe 3.5 years ago. We're starting our fourth year. We're a local nonprofit, and we work with artisans in developing countries where we set up fair trade workshops. So right now we're in the Congo. Women make African wax print fabrics. They weave bags. Next year we're hoping to expand into Bolivia or Nepal, and we're certified through the Fair Trade Federation. That's a little bit about us.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So how long have you been doing this? I'm sorry?
This will be starting our fourth year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've been on before, and so you guys have had progress since. It's been about 2 years.
I think we were on maybe last year. We try to do once a year, so this might be our third or fourth time. But yeah, we've had some progress. We've launched two new products this year. So we have a new stuffed elephant that the women designed. And then through our Fair Trade Federation, we get recertified every year, and they were looking at our products, and they were saying, how are you helping the environment? Okay. And we said, we're not, actually. I mean, we're helping artisans, but none of our products are recycled or, you know, ethically sourced. So we decided to kind of launch that. Yeah, we decided to launch that back to the artisans, and they came up with this really cool bag that's made out of upcycled plastic. They braid it together, and that's our new product. So we're excited.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. And why don't you just give us, take a little altitude and let's talk about the whole fair trade movement as a whole. So why is that important?
Is this for anyone am I answering?
I think it's for you. I think you're going to be the lead puppy here, so to speak.
Well, fair trade has been around for a long time. It's been established, and it started probably, I think, around 80 years ago and out of Pennsylvania. And now there's fair trade movement throughout the globe. But basically, it's just the concept of being a global citizen. So we know that within our own community that there's groups that are in need, and there's local kind of based nonprofits. This is a little bit more of thinking outside of the box of helping artisans who wouldn't have an opportunity to have an opportunity.
Okay.
So say in India or say in Congo, there's usually school fees for kids to go to school. And so most of the women who work for us are single moms, and then we pay them in advance for the product, and then we hope that they use that money to send their kids to school. And so we're trying to think about helping on a global concept, keeping kids in school, empowering women, and telling their story.
So trying to create living wages for people in developing countries who are making products for us. So still providing, I guess, a good value.
Yep.
But also thinking about
Ernest, you could answer this. You've been to all of our events. You've been to our fashion shows. You're a huge supporter. We love you. You could talk fair trade just as well as any of us.
I know,
could.
But that's why I have you here.
This year also, we've launched, a couple years ago, Fair Trade LA was a movement. We've joined them. And then in the last year, we were a part of a pioneer group that just launched Fair Trade Long Beach. So we're hoping to continue to expand fair trade education, fair trade movement. There's a huge store that we support and wholesale to called 10,000 Villages. So as people travel, it's the largest fair trade store throughout the nation. And then we're also at By Hand. So By Hand is this awesome store in Laguna.
All right.
And they have a fair trade section. And we have our products in there as well. And that's why Vidya's here.
All right. Well, Vidya.
Like how I transitioned off
of
the mic.
I like that.
Thank you, Katie.
Get the spotlight off of you, right? So, Vidya, hi. Welcome.
Hi, Ernest.
So tell us a little bit about By Hand.
By hand, my sister actually started the store in 2012, and I joined her about 3.5 years ago, and we're both business partners as well as sisters and best friends. Okay. And we first started off the concept, we're a specialty handmade store where we only specialize in handmade in America.
Okay.
For the first 4 years. And we moved into our new location at right by the Sandpiper, and we wanted to expand the concept of handmade to include our global brothers and sisters.
Okay.
So we've expanded it to include global fair trade, and that's where we met Katie, and it was sort of like a meeting of the minds.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more from Katie, Vidya, Sarah, Nick. And this is the Importance of Being show, and we will, on KX93.5, we'll be right back.
You opened up your door. I couldn't believe my luck. You in your new blue dress, taking away my breath. The cradle is soft and warm. Couldn't do me no harm. You're showing me how to give into temptation, knowing full well the earth will rebel. Into temptation, muddled of nervous words. Never amount to betrayal. Sentence is all my own, and the price is to watch it fail. As I turn to go, you looked at me for half a second with an open invitation for me to go into temptation, knowing full well the earth will rebel. Into temptation, safe in the wide open arms of hell. We can go sailing in, climb down, lose yourself when you linger long into temptation, right where you belong. To get no sleep in the last slow hours of morning. Experience is cheap. I should listen to the warning. But the cradle is soft and warm. Temptation, knowing full well the earth will rebel. Into your wide open arms, no way to break this spell. Break this spell. Thank you. his bony hands as cold as a winter pole. You held a warm stone out near the flowing blood to hold. Oh, what a contrast you were with boots in the house. My timid young fingers held a decent animal. Over the ramparts you tossed the scent of your skin and some foreign flowers tied to a brick, sweet as a song. The years have been short, but the days were long. Cool of a temperate breeze from dark skies to wet grass. We fell in a field, it seems now a thousand summers past. When the kite lines first crossed, we tied them into knots to finally fly apart. We had to cut them off. Since then it's been a book you read in reverse, so you understand less as the pages turn. Or a movie so crass and awkwardly cast that even I could be the star. I don't look back much as a rule, and all this way before murder's cool. But your memory is here and I'd like it to stay. Warm light on a winter's day. You tossed the scent of your skin and some foreign flowers tied to a brick, sweet as a song. The years have seemed short, but the days go slowly by. Two loose kites falling from the sky, drawn to the ground and an end to fly.
And we are back. This is KX93.5. Okay, we're back.
Good morning.
Not everything is going as smoothly as usual. I believe it's user error, but let's not go there. Okay, so this is The Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. My guests this morning are fair trade people, good from Peace Exchange, and
by hand.
And oh, look at that. Oh, it's back. You know, everything, it's like gremlins. Almost everything is doing not what it's supposed to be doing, but I'm going to get back to doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So when we left off, we were just kind of giving an overview of what By Hand does. That's a local retail store here in Laguna Beach, right next to a landmark that a few people may be familiar with, the Sandpiper.
Yes, we're sort of...
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum. We're right beside it.
So you can just slide
Slide in, like, you know, come visit us and then go to the Sandpiper.
Or go to the Sandpiper.
And then come say
and
hi.
And then, you know, set up your beach chair and then you'll be right there. Okay, and then we talked about Peace Exchange, which is Katie Bond's creation, It is a fair trade organization that's trying to create opportunities for people in developing countries and trying to create economies for them so that they can pull themselves out of the mire of poverty. How's that?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank
you. All right. So I have picked on everybody in the room. Well, I haven't picked on Sarah, but I don't think she's up for it. But Nick, it is your turn. The wheel, the big wheel of life has spun to you.
Hey, Ernest. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. So you're you seem taller.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So Nick, what's your role here? Are you the big boss
man?
Yes.
You know, I've been working with Katie in the Peace Exchange now for about 3 years.
Okay.
And pretty consistently. So I started
get
working.
Get on that mic.
Yeah. I started working with Katie through just the farmer's market, just kind of selling stuff for her.
Okay.
And then I
doing a retail presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, retail presence, sure. And then as time went by, Katie kind of started giving me more responsibilities, going out with her to bigger conventions and doing fashion shows with her.
You may have attended
one of those.
Yes, the big fashion show in the art district up in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, you were on the runway.
Yeah, so that was like a big event for, I think, my sophomore year and then junior year, senior year. This summer, actually, Katie and I were working out big time our Amazon webpage. I actually had to conduct a couple photo shoots for the products. So I'm kind of, Katie, you know, she'll tell me, she'll
Nick's
give me something to do.
Trying to get us a little bit more current. So he's trying to get us on Amazon where we look really professional.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that kind of stuff. Also, we've worked out a couple of designs for Katie as well.
Yeah. Tell him about the bracelet that you guys designed that we're working
on. Yeah. So actually.
So you're really getting the full experience. I mean, now you're really doing. All the more management aspects of being in the apparel business, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, as time went by, you know, Katie just started giving me more responsibility, which, you know, I'm infinitely grateful for.
You're in on that, in for that?
Yeah, so actually in one of the earlier farmers markets that myself and Sarah, hey, Sarah.
Sarah's got, is here, say hi.
Sarah's got little to give this morning.
Anyways,
we were
drawing out sketches of potential designs for different products that we could do. And so I think it was my friend Luca and I.
Shout out
to Luca.
Hopefully.
How are you,
Luca? He's awake.
I don't think so.
And Carrie.
We're actually heading up to Bear later on today.
Oh.
So yeah, we were drawing out sketches for this bracelet, you know, prototype, and I guess Katie really liked it.
So you got the approval to move forward with the project?
And so it kind of incorporates the logo along with like some beads and whatnot. It's pretty simple, but yeah, nonetheless, Katie liked it. And we're thinking of maybe having that get put into production at one of our future locations, which Katie's thinking either Bolivia or Nepal as of right now.
Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. And so
Sneak peek.
That's a great segue. So... Mm-hmm. In the past, we've really talked about Africa, Katie, and you've got grand ambitions to save the entire planet, and so you're looking to grow. So what's that about?
Yeah, we're still committed to the Congo. We always will be there. Mm-hmm. That's kind of our flagship and where we started, but we want to continue to grow and evolve and help more people, and we want to do that, though, through slow, sustainable growth based with other people in Laguna that have connections to countries. We find that it's best if we have an expat living in the country or family of someone we know in that country.
Okay,
just
so you
for
have
transparency,
a really strong
for
connection.
Accountability. Yeah, because I think it's hard in developing countries. Sometimes you have partnerships that don't work. We've had projects that haven't worked. But our commitment to fair trade is bigger than a project that doesn't work. And so we want to continually step forward, try to be innovative, partner with locals, other local organizations. Like, for example, Vidya's By Hand store, they have family in India that work in fair trade. So, you know, we love what they're doing. You know, we want to continue to partner with, we've been talking with Paula Lopes about her family in Bolivia. We've talked to some people in Nepal, Chris, Casey with Chahari. And so our commitment to that is still there.
Okay.
And the proceeds from our holiday sale that we're having with Vidya and By Hand coming up will all go to expansion to a new country in 2018.
Yay. Wow. Wow.
Yay.
Yes. Big clap, big clap. And so, Vidya, how do you guys fit into the expansion into – oh, actually – you guys did start it in America with American products,
yes,
and now you're taking that.
Yeah, the concept that we first started off with and that we're very, very passionate about was to help our fellow Americans that have been suffering because of the economy tanking and stuff. We wanted to help, like, our local brothers and sisters. So we first started off with only accepting and focusing and putting a spotlight on Handmade in America.
Okay.
And when we moved locations, being our family being from India, we knew that we could do more than what we were doing,
mm-hmm.
and that when we moved locations, we just didn't want to take that old concept that we had and just move it into a new location. We knew that it was time to evolve, and as having a business, the whole thing is about taking risks. And we took the biggest one in 2012.
Yeah, like, we're gonna crash.
Oh my God! What if they don't like us? You know, what if?
Yes. What if no one comes in?
What if no one comes in? What if, like, you know, they don't like the whole fair trade, like in a world product,
right?
Kind of things. And we said, and I am probably a little bit more daring than Kavita, my sister, my partner in crime, as I say.
She's not here, so
I can say all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And I said that
still asleep, right? If she's lucky.
I said that, you know, what if it doesn't work? All you do is you go back to our old concept, which we did really well. But if we don't take a risk, we're not going to be able to help as many people as we want. And, you know, and that's the thing that I've always worked with, that, you know, that we're all connected. We're all global citizens. I go, I want to help as many people as we can. And I go, for Pete's sake, we have family that does this in India.
For Pete's sake.
Those are the exact words that I used.
And that was enough. She was convinced and said, okay, you know, do what you want. Or did she say, sounds crazy to me. Forget it.
No, she said, because you're so passionate about it, the really interesting thing is that whenever one of us is really extremely passionate about a certain aspect,
right.
The other one trusts.
Give up now because it's going to take you.
Trust.
It's just going to make it take longer.
Take longer. I go, I'm going to win anyway. So we took a leap of faith and we haven't looked back. This whole year has been an amazing, amazing experience. And that is because we met amazing people along the way, and Katie being one of them.
She is pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit of, you know, the personal experience. So you guys open the doors with this new concept.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't look around at other people and see, you know, an example of, oh, so-and-so did this and it worked really great. And I'm just kind of, you know, copying or updating that model. So you get the lease, and yeah.
We get the lease. We talked to our aunt and said that this is kind of what we want. We're wanting to, like, you know, have some pretty dresses and pretty colors, and we want some blankets and stuff. And we opened up with probably about 6 or 7 different products, and we have things from not just from my aunt, but like all over from India, and some products from Kent, from Africa. And, you know, we've had, like, you know, 20 or 30 different orders that we've put in, and we've only opened at that location in February.
So it's just going like gangbusters.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that if you come from your heart and if you speak from a place of your passion, I think people connect, and that's what's happening.
Okay. Wow. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more from Katie
Sarah.
Bond.
We're going to have more from Sarah.
Sarah, yeah. We're going to put Sarah's feet to the fire. And then there's Nick. We're going to still get something from Nick. And then Vidya. So we'll be right back. This is KX93.5, and you are listening to The Importance of Being Show.
back.
Yes, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I am your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. And I have the gang from Peace Exchange here and a lovely person from By Hand. So Vidya, Nick, Sarah, and Katie Bond. So the only one who hasn't been picked on so far is Sarah. So she's going to rally. And what's your role with Peace Exchange, Sarah?
Well, I first started working for Peace Exchange in, I think it was like 7th or 8th grade.
Oh, my gosh.
Sarah was our first volunteer.
So it's been like 5 years. Okay. So I first just started ironing some napkins, getting the inventory ready.
She would come after school, walk.
Yeah, I'd take the bus to Katie's house and just get things ready.
It was a grassroots.
Yeah, and then I started really like going to events and help selling things and learning more about fair trade and speaking to people about our cause and just
that kind
trying
of
to
stuff.
Spread
okay,
the word.
Okay, And so what made it stick for you? I mean, you know, you've been doing it for a while. I'm sure you've started other things and said, you know, that's not something I want to devote my time to. So what about Peace Exchange or Fair Trade resonates with you?
Well, I just like it because it's different. A lot of my friends, they do different things like clubs and a lot of other
things.
Like
sports and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Where I just decided that I wanted to do something good for the community. So I was part of this group called the Lion's Heart, which is when I first, you form a group of like young girls or boys and you do community service hours every week and you like go around to different places. Yeah. So I started that and then, I just started working for Katie, and then I just kind of stopped the Lion's Heart thing and just kept working with
You're
Katie.
Like, oh, Katie's much cooler.
Well, I was really interested in that.
No, that's not the answer.
It was the dog. It's all she loved.
Yeah, it's her dog, Leo.
It's all you, Leo.
But no, Sarah's been great. She was our very first volunteer, and since then she's gotten her mom and dad involved. Her mom sits on the board. Her dad helped us write our business plan. I mean, it's been a family affair, and they've been really awesome.
Aw. Okay, so I know that there are some things coming up. If people want to support you, what can they do?
Two big events. I'll talk about the one this weekend.
Wait, well, I
and
should
pass
clean
it over
that up
Vidya.
A little bit. So we have, you know, shared with the world what you do and the importance of the fair trade mission. So now that they're all jazzed up about it, what can they do?
This weekend specifically, today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, here on Glen Eyrie and St. Anne's, the Neighborhood Congregational Church holds a big international holiday market, and they do it every year around Christmas time. So a lot of organizations that work globally will be there. We'll have all of our stuff for sale. You can check us out, but there'll be about 10 other vendors. So today from 10 to 2, tomorrow from 11 to 4, we'll be at this international market at the Neighborhood Congregational Church. And then I want to throw it down to Vidya to talk about our event on Art Walk next week.
Yay. It's we wanted to say a big, huge thank you to Laguna. And we wanted to have like a great party. And Katie walked in and we said, let's do it together. And we're going to have a great party on Art Walk on December the 7th from 6 to 8. There'll be... I can attest that there'll be really yummy food because I'm cooking.
Vidya's making traditional
Indian food.
So, come
so if you haven't tried or if you're a big fan of Indian food, come on, try the food.
And we're and supplying
some
free wine. Free
wine.
I'm not sure if Laguna's ready for Vindaloo.
We're not ready.
We are.
Well, we had a lot of bees today when we're talking to you, so I thought,
yeah. In addition to great food, there'll be free gifts, and we're going to have an authentic Indian henna artist that's going to come and do henna and
free
tattoos. Henna tattoos.
Free henna. Indian food.
Free Indian
free
food,
wine.
Free wine. So come on. Come on in and have come and have a great time with us. Come and help us to express our gratitude to the great community of Laguna Beach. This is from our hearts to your hearts.
Okay. Wow. Beautiful. And do you guys have websites, or if people yes. need more information in between, in the meantime, is there ways for them to reach out and touch you, so to speak?
Gavidia, you go first.
Yes, we have a website. It's Laguna by Hand. It's BUYHAND.com. So go on there. You'll learn a little bit about us, and you can always give us a shout at the store. At 715-0515, and we can tell you all about ourselves and about the great party and all the great stuff we have at the store.
Awesome.
They and also have a really good Instagram page.
Oh, yes.
They have a great Instagram yes. page. She puts a lot of work into it.
I'm asleep today,
Facebook
sorry.
Page.
Yeah. Instagram and Facebook. That's probably where you'll find a lot of information about.
And that's by hand, BUYHAND.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the U.
The U, yes, yeah. or you can't you buy can't. Anything. You
exactly.
Just keep passing by.
Hand.
Exactly.
Good one, Ernest.
You saw what I did there, huh? Okay, Katie.
And we as well have a website, thepeaceexchange.com. We also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page at Peace Exchange. And then again, the weekend events are this Saturday, Sunday in town at the Neighborhood Congregational Church. And then the last one, the one that we're the most excited about, December 7th, Art Walk, 6 to 8 p.m. Just a big international holiday Christmas party that we want to just say thanks to Laguna for all the fair trade love and support. And we're really yes. stoked to partner with By Hand because they're amazing.
Aren't they, though? Okay, thank you so much for being on the show. Thanks for all the good work you're doing. And I look forward to seeing you at your events. This is KX93.5. You've been listening to The Importance of Being show. Coming up next is Rainbow Radio with Craig Cooley. All right. Have a great day, everyone. Oh, and definitely be there for KXmas. KX93.5.